Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is The Widow's Word.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest you finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. The judge in today's Gospel thought that since he sat in the seat of power, he had nothing to worry about. "Let the old lady cry out all she wants. I'm the one who pronounces the final word in this situation." And yes, that is more or less the way the world works. The mighty make the big decisions, and the rest of us follow like little lambs. We see this pattern every day in the political realm. It's like a three-ring circus these days in Washington, D.C. And we know that Washington, D.C. isn't the only place that this mess is going on. The judge in today's gospel just took for granted that his word was more important and more powerful than the poor widow's word. "Let her cry all she wants. I call the shots in this game." Every single day, in every single town and city in the world, we see this gospel played out. The powerful have declared that they will make the world's important decisions, while leaving the rest of the world's peons to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Something tells me that this judge hasn't had the privilege of meeting the mothers of the disappeared or the mothers of the Plaza of Mayo in Argentina or the Mother Teresa's of our world. Who could ever forget the icon of the young man who stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square, stopping the tank in its tracks? Do we dare claim the power of the resurrection and let that power flow through our veins and become a word capable of recreating this world that God has so generously given to us as a gift? Yes, we must stand up as the risen body of Christ and become the very word that we preach. And if you don't know where to start, I propose that you Google the name Greta Thunberg, the Swedish young woman who has dared to speak truth to power. Widows of the world, unite. And invite the rest of us to join along.